This is one of the most sobering, somber, weep-worthy prophetic words I've ever heard. The Lord is calling the prayer movement and the larger body of Christ in the nations to repentance. This eye-opening prophecy came through Cindy Jacobs and was judged accurate by Bishop Bill Hammond, the father of the modern-day prophetic movement, as well as the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, on which I sit. Now, this is beyond IHOP KC, whose leader, Mike Bickle, was recently exposed for sexual sin. This is a word in due season for the body of Christ as nations continue to face perilous times. Indeed, we are in the end times. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. Today, we're going to examine the prophetic word and respond accordingly to the heart of God. Today's broadcast is brought to you by my free e-course, which I'm putting together as a response to Cindy's warning prophecy. It's called 21 Days of Repentance and Consecration, and you'll find it at schoolofthespirit.tv. Come on, join me for this journey. It'll do you good. It'll do your family good. It'll do your city, your nation good. We need to repent. Let's put feet to the prophecy, repent, and pray. Check it out at schoolofthespirit.tv. It's absolutely free to you.
This is a briefing by the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders. Obviously, we have just a very small group of our group of 50 that we represent as the ACPE. We were founded in 1999. In 1999, we gave a prophecy concerning something coming that was going to be very, very terrible. And it was at that time we were looking at a Y2K in year 2000. But the Lord said that what was coming after was going to be much, much worse. And so we've coming together collectively. I've been speaking to the prophets, and I've sent out this word that I received just this past Friday as I was on a plane to Canada. Calgary, actually, in Canada. And I'm going to just read it. And I want to say before I do something that we will unpack. I have been listening to many, many prophetic words on social media. I have been trying to, about the U.S. and other nations, I've been trying to digest them. We have been trying to digest them. Some of them are serious to the point of the dissolution of the United States. All kinds of things happening. And so this is a word that maybe will be something that could cause a dissolution of the U.S. And before I read it, I do want to say prayer changes things. Okay? And you will see that in the prophetic word. We have analyzed this. We've talked about it. We'll have some of our leaders do that. I will bring up Bishop Bill Hammond right after I speak, who we call the father of the modern day prophetic movement. I will go right to Sharon Stone Black, who started the European Prophetic Council. So we have some senior leaders. We have some that have just come up. We have James Gall and others that have been with us since the beginning. Okay. Word of the Lord for the nations. Do not think that the people who are protesting and calling for a Palestinian state are just protesting on behalf of Palestine. Whether they understand or not, there is an insurrection forming that is like unto the communist takeover in Russia for the downfall of the czars. Only this time, they are aiming for the nations of Canada, the U.S., and the nations of the world. Among the other nations, Europe is especially a target. This is a planned takeover, not only ideologically, but nationally. It has infiltrated militaries and is gaining strength. At the moment, they are quietly planning. There are proxies on the streets in protest. This is not only about bringing a Palestinian state to the Middle East, but an Islamic state to North America and other nations. They are subversive and even using misguided students, but the movement is on a much bigger and more pervasive scale. This Palestinian Islamic state is also part of a larger alliance of Iran as the head with a caliphate of Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Hezbollah will be part of this axis of evil, and eventually Afghanistan, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and other Middle Eastern nations will not be able to remain neutral because she will one day be in the crosshairs of this caliphate or Middle Eastern takeover, and your independence will be threatened. Africa, choose the right side. Do not side against Israel in the battle. Russia is watching like a devourer to swoop down on Europe through Ukraine. China's being restrained through prayer against gobbling up Taiwan, Korea, and Asia. Even if these alliances work as an excess of evil, Islam will eventually break these alliances to take over. The insurrectionists are set in Paris, London, and other European cities, as well as in Australia and Latin America. However, the hand of God is waiting to cover those nations who are on their face in repentance and holiness. Judgment has begun at the house of God and will increase. There may be, appear to be a severity in the cleansing of the church. There will be no wiggle room for those who think that no one sees. This judgment is to clean the house of God in order to give the church the authority in prayer to stop what is coming. For the covers are coming off hidden sin. Those in the prayer movement are going first because some of them stood in my face, says the Lord, and brought uncleanness and mixture before the throne. This will not be tolerated. It is time to confess before you're exposed and cry out to me to help as you navigate through the consequences. For those who truly love me more than hiding your sin, I will help you. Even though it will be difficult, you can choose to go the hard way or the way of holiness and repentance. For I am jealous for my revival and the raising up of reformers for your nations. The hearts of many of those who are in this new move of God must not be crushed and darkened by the sin of the church. I am the refiner's fire, says the Lord. I am holiness personified. Cry out to be holy and wash clean. Holiness belongs to me, says the Lord. I will not tolerate mixture, even though it seems like I haven't seen the sin of some in the church. I know all things, and I'm going to reveal a side of me that many have not seen in their lifetime. If the church repents, I will relent. I will protect your nations. If the church repents, I will deal with the coming world consequences and give wisdom to the leaders of your nations. For foolish governance is a consequence of sin. If the people elect those who snub their noses at biblical principles, their leaders will be like blind people and cause grave mistakes to be made. Turn to me, church, says the Lord. For I desire mercy and not judgment. Turn to me with fasting and prayer and turn from your wicked ways. I am waiting, says the Lord, to hear your cries and heal your land. A very sobering word. We're just going to bring on Bishop Bill Hammond of Christian International, who's written many, many books on the prophetic and really has led the way in this regard. Bishop?
Yes, thank you, Cindy. I encourage everyone to hear this as a word of the Lord, not Cindy's opinions or our opinions. Even though we started this round table of prophets called ACPE back in 99, and that was to give, when there's going to be a word given nationally, it should be approved and witnessed to. And we all witness to this word, and we're sending out internationally, wherever it goes, it'll go around the world. But this is these thoughts are written out by us, but they originated in the heart and mind of God. And this is a thus saith the Lord. So as you read that, read it as though God's talking to you, the Holy Spirit's revealing things to you, and receive it, and then take the action that the Holy Spirit prompts you and your heart motivates you to take, because this is serious. This is serious. And I'm concerned about my children, grandchildren, my 25 great-grandchildren. I'm 90 years old in July, and I'll be taking off in 5 or 10 years. But hey, we need to get in there and intercede and pray and battle and war and prepare the way and make ready a people for the coming of the Lord and do what's necessary and teach them to know how to preserve during these challenging time. In 1996 to 2001, God told me to go to these nations and do warfare to stop Satan's plan to stop World War III. We did, and we stopped it. But I had not had any motivation to try to stop this one. Unless others get it, you know, it looks like we can lessen it and we can adjust it some, but it's coming, and we need to prepare the people and be ready ourselves. So thank you, Cindy, for obeying God. It's a Jeremiah word. If you don't believe God speaks like this, read Isaiah, read Jeremiah, read Ezekiel, especially Jeremiah. All of his prophecies, which Israel was a tipping point. And if he didn't do something quick, people didn't respond, they were going to go into judgment. And they didn't respond, and the Babylonians came in, wiped them out. So let's respond, let's act upon God's word, and we're going to see a major shift, and it's God will move with intercessory prayer and with faith. God bless you, and we're all going to work together to see God's glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you, Bishop. He's going to have to drop off, but we so appreciate you joining us. Again, the Lord said, pray and repent. We don't know. You know, last night I awakened in the middle of the night, and the Lord was saying, sound the alarm, even for attacks against the U.S. And so we've got to pray. We've got to be sober. We've got to be somber, not afraid, but we have got to be clean and holy. Jennifer LeClaire, will you join us with your word? Jennifer LeClaire has a house of prayer in Orlando, Florida, and she's written many, many books. She was the editor of Charisma Magazine. And will you join us, please, with your voice?
Yes, thank you, Cindy. This really is the word of the Lord. This is not an opinion. This is not a projection. This is the word of the Lord. And holiness personified, that just shakes me up. But I want to point out something. You know, I'm a prayer movement leader. We have prayer hubs in 100 nations. The Lord said he's starting with the prayer movement, and we know that he already has. But the prophetic movement, the worship movement, the body of Christ is being called, given an opportunity. This is the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is giving us an opportunity to come to him in sackcloth and ashes, to come to him with a sincere heart, to cleanse us of unrighteousness. And we all need to search our hearts. Every person, if you're a soccer mom, a businessman, we're not just talking about church. We all need to come into this word. There is hope. You know, before every great awakening, there was judgment. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be judgment. I'm saying God is saying you will see judgment if you do not repent. We don't want that. We want to receive the grace and mercy of the Lord. This is a hopeful word. We've been praying for revival, praying for awakening. And I believe this is part of the Lord's response. He's saying, in essence, I am jealous for revival. Those were his words. I am jealous for revival, and I want to bring. So just take this, apply it to your life, share this word. I believe we can turn this around and we can see that great awakening that God wants to bring. As part of the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, I had a chance to read this word several days before it was released. I can assure you all 50 of us who sit on the council pored over it, prayed through it, examined it, and judged it as 100% accurate. These are not Cindy's words. These are the words of the Lord. The church must respond in repentance. This is not a game. This is not a fire drill. This is real. There's no reason to be afraid, but we should have the fear of the Lord. And we need to respond to him. That's all he's looking for. He wants us to respond to his heart. It's not all about your sin either. It's about the sin in the church. So we may need to engage in identificational repentance for our churches. If you know that your church leadership is in sin, pray. Pray for them. Repent. Now, they have to repent for themselves, but repent. Just get in sackcloth and ashes and get on your face and repent. That's what I'm doing. And I invite you to join me for a free guided course, 21 days of repentance and consecration. We'll start on May 6th with one lesson released each day. If you want to go deeper, you can even grab my ebook or my audiobook on Amazon.com. It's called Consecrated. There's a price for that. But the course is absolutely free. Please get to schoolofthespirit.tv and sign up for that right now. We'll release one video each day starting May the 6th. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. Thanks for listening.